to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen, 8 p meeting, Tuesday, January 28th, 2025 at 6 p.m. It's at the Town Hall and on Zoom. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And first, we want to consider an act on boot reimbursement. Apparently, there's quite a thing with being reimbursed when you go buy a pair of boots with the auditor. But you want to jump in on that?
Yeah, he would like to see a receipt with the person's name on it, which is very difficult to do. When you go to a merchant and buy a pair of boots, it's very difficult to get a receipt that says your name on it.
Oh.
And so this individual would appreciate board action so that he can be reimbursed for his boots.
Have any idea like why boots are different from anything else?
Kind of a personal thing, I believe. You know, it's...
So this is what reimbursements to employees are one of the things that the auditor picks out, because the opportunity for fraud is higher than it is with most other transactions.
Okay. I'd make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
What's the motion?
That we accept this invoice and they get paid.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Is this where we wanted to think about, was that another meeting, paying them there?
Well, we are entering into contract negotiations with two of our three unions, and both of them have this type of reimbursement. And so we'll try to clean this up during contract negotiations, I think.
Thank you.
I mean, their card should have their name on it, and the receipt would have the last four of their card number. So can't they just?
You would think.
But send a copy to both.
Then he's handing over a copy of his charge card.
Which we can then shred after proof of.
But then it's not there for the auditor to review.
Sign something.
So we're
or you can black stuff out in the aside from the last four in row.
So we'll move this one forward. Any all in favor? Aye. All right. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. We're missing Tim and Bob. Tim and Bob. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next, we want to consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the accounts payable as presented.
For a total of?
As presented.
$64,766.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Yes.
Just one. Page 15. Matthew Rivers, reimbursement from a purchase of a bow saw / lopper for trail maintenance, $41.96. I don't have a problem with the amount of money. Is Matthew Rivers a town employee?
I don't know Matthew Rivers.
Okay, I do. I mean, we're friends. That's all I meant by that. I mean, there was nothing in the tone of my voice. I didn't mean anything in the tone of my voice. But I don't think he's a town employee. And so what this raises in my mind is that I'm not sure the town should be buying equipment for non-town employees. My guess is that he's doing work with the Conservation Commission, and I appreciate all the work that they do, because they maintain Freya Park and they do a great job there. But I just think that where would this end? Like, what if somebody came to another member, a volunteer for the Conservation Commission, decided to buy a $500 chainsaw? You know, where would it end to buy equipment for somebody who's not a town employee, and who would own the equipment? You know, like, does Matthew Rivers now own this?
No, the town owns the equipment. Okay. Town paid for it. The town owns the equipment. And I suspect that you are correct that this is probably something that the Conservation Commission worked with them on. And the reimbursement request was either signed by Rod or Peter Van Dyne.
But it didn't come out of their budget, though.
Yeah, that's what's confusing, because I can't, yeah. It's not, yeah, it looks like, I'm not sure exactly
looks like it came out of general supplies.
But that could be general supplies in the conservation budget.
Okay.
I don't recognize the number, so I would have to check.
Okay.
That was the question I had with the budget, which kind of came out. But okay. And I think we look at it as case by case basis, which is the perfect vehicle we have in front of us.
And so, you know, anything over $200 requires a supervisor approval in advance. It requires a purchase order to purchase. But hopefully that answers your question a little bit about a $500 chainsaw.
Yes, that does for that. Yeah, I need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah,
and then said, well, this going over these reports every 2 weeks or whatever we do it is a very good way of picking up things like that.
Yep.
Those are the only questions. That's the only question I have.
Just a minor question. The vacuum service for cleaning out the catch basins from the summertime, does it usually take them that long to invoice?
We just got the invoice.
Does it usually take that long?
No.
We've used them before, right?
I don't remember if this is a new vendor or not, honestly.
Okay.
I know we had some difficulty getting vendors for street sweeping,
right.
And I think we may have had some difficulty getting them on the schedule for catch basin cleaning.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's, I don't remember if that's a new vendor.
Okay. I was just curious.
But yes, AJ can attest to the fact that this is an invoice he received a week ago.
Yeah. I think they had probably sent it to Sean, you know, and then we're waiting for payment. And then eventually okay. I wound up with it. So
it's like, it's over a half a year ago.
Yep, understood. Amanda?
So for Halloran and Stage, are you at liberty to tell us what the FOIA matters were that were discussed? What the FOIA issue was?
Yes, we wanted to understand whether or not employee reviews, if they went into the personnel files, were FOIable, so that employees could know whether or not the information they provided to the Board of Selectmen might be seen in the future by somebody under an FOI request.
And what was the answer?
Yes.
Oh, they are. Okay. And then the middle school demo contract that they have?
That's Notch Road. That's just how he typed.
That caught me off guard.
No, that caught me off guard when I saw it as well.
And then page 10, just for my own edification, what is a mixing valve?
So in the fire department, there was a mixing valve that failed, we think, because it froze. And it mixes hot. So water comes directly from the boiler into the mixing valve, and it gets mixed with cold water so that the appropriate temperature water gets delivered to the hot water faucet.
Okay, that makes sense. And then page 14 was one of the clerks. I was just wondering, is the what we're paying for clerks the same now as it was when we were hiring them in-house?
Yes.
Okay. That's
amazing. Any other questions? Okay. So all in favor? Aye. Aye. Pam, are you in favor? Okay, that's five yes and two absent. Motion moves forward. Now we have to discuss impossible action regarding a town meeting. And this town meeting was not in reference to the charter, the ordinance changes, right?
Right.
It's in reference to the spending of the ARPA money.
So we initially thought because the funding appeared in the capital budget that the ARPA money had been moved into the Notch Road demolition project. It was just there as a representative value and the money had never been moved. So it is in its a standalone pot. So we do not need to have a town meeting to reallocate those funds. What we may want to do as a board is, because the plan was to hold that meeting next week prior to the Board of Selectmen's meeting, we may want to just have a public informational session to tell the public, this is how we've decided to, you know, use these funds. These are projects. I think with the exception of the project at the Heritage Farm, they all came out of the capital budget. You know, they were projects that were already listed in the capital budget. So that's my recommendation, is that we continue to hold that meeting just as a public informational session just before your regular meeting on, I believe it's February 4th.
Why don't we, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Would you consider calling it a forum, informational forum?
Sure.
On we ARPA could funds?
Call it whatever you want.
Yeah, it still has to be a special meeting though. Yeah.
Right. I mean, is there a reason you think we need a meeting versus a document we can put on the website and share?
It's been on the website since you approved it.
The minutes or?
There's a whole list of everything that got approved and the dollar value.
Okay, because I know the minutes are still not, or they weren't earlier this week from the meeting, were never posted.
The December 23rd minutes were not up as of yesterday.
Let me check on that.
We checked earlier. Yeah, I think I saw on the homepage the ARPA.
Okay.
The list of ARPA projects are on there.
Well, I know that this group really works hard to be transparent about their actions.
So
that's that's a recommendation. We can either just not hold it, or we can hold a public informational forum, and give the opportunity, to present information and ask questions.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know. I hope that people come and people are paying attention enough to come.
So the meeting time is 6:30. So we'd have it at 6?
No, we could have it at 6:30 if you wanted, and then just have the board meeting just immediately following.
Okay.
Or it could be part of your regular meeting.
Has the town meeting already been posted?
No, we didn't. We recognized it very shortly after you approved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did not post for a town meeting.
So it would basically be just a discussion on our agenda. And that's it.
That way it doesn't have to be, if we add it to your meeting, it doesn't have to be a special meeting.
And we just make it the first item.
I see. Yes.
Then it's over.
That makes sense.
Okay. So I guess we don't have to make a motion on that.
No.
And number 6, we need an adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn the AP meeting. Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
That's 5 yes, 2 absent. So.
And who seconded it?
Pam?